major bridge carrying an interstate highway collapsed into the river below when it was hit by a cargo ship. Ken Smith is in the WIR Live Center with an update on the effort to find 20 people who may be in that water.
We're starting with chilly temperatures near freezing near the Virginia line. We will see a mild afternoon. We also have rain on the way. I'll show you when to expect it coming up.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will make a joint visit to Raleigh today. You can see one community center preparing for their arrival. Just ahead, I'll explain the key issues we're expecting them to cover.
And the city of Raleigh wants to bring more people back to downtown. The work that's happening today to try to revitalize Fayetteville Street and the downtown economy. We have that and so much more to get your Tuesday morning started, including that breaking news in Baltimore. As Jeff mentioned, they're searching for almost 20 people right now. Ken Smith will have more on that coming up. I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us your choice here as we get our Tuesday started together. And weather-wise, Elizabeth Gardner in the WIR Severe Weather Center. Lots of sunshine on the way today, and the warm-up will come along like yesterday.
Today will feel very much like yesterday, except we'll see a bit more cloud cover during the afternoon. Right now, it is 39 in the triangle. We have a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, but some sunshine midday will help to warm up our temperatures into the mid-60s later on. We have some cold spots this morning, though. 32 in Roxboro, 33 South Hill, so some patchy frost in our northern counties. 35 in Goldsboro, 36 Rocky Mount, 42 Fayetteville, and in Southern Pines. A little warmer in the south. Skies are mostly clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue this morning. It's still on the chilly side at lunchtime in the 50s, and then we climb into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon, but it does become mostly cloudy. This is the system that's headed our way for tomorrow. That cold front moves on in. We've had some severe storms overnight in the deep south, and that's where that's likely to stay. We're not likely to have severe storms with this, but we are likely to have some significant rainfall. It starts tomorrow morning with some scattered showers that will affect the morning commute, and then rain on and off during the afternoon tomorrow. It picks up in intensity on Thursday morning and could be heavy at times in the morning. It starts to move out as we head into the afternoon, but we could have some flooding issues and spots, which we'll take a look at coming up. Again, looking at some significant rain for us Wednesday and Thursday. Brian?
601 right now, Elizabeth. We have a hit and run investigation up on the north side of Raleigh at Old Wake Forest Road at Oak Forest Drive. Otherwise quiet right now around Wake County. Just checked in with Raleigh 911. They're not reporting any other problems. All of our major routes in Wake County also we're looking good. Pretty quiet in Durham also as we get started. As we take a live look at I-40 at 15501, both directions moving along without any delay.
We're following breaking news on that bridge collapse in Baltimore. Video shows the moment it happened around 1:30 this morning. And if you are just joining us right now, here's what we know right now. This is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Rescue crews searching for around 20 people who may have fallen into the river as well as cars. The collapse happened when a cargo ship crashed into one of the main pillars of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Ken Smith has been following developments all morning long in the WRL Live Center. And Ken, officials say this is a mass casualty event.
It really is, Michelle. And when you see that video, it's just shocking. And right now, the focus is trying to get people out of that water, depending on how many people there are. You mentioned 20 people. I want to give you a live look now, courtesy of the chopper from our NBC affiliate out of Washington, D.C. You're looking at what's left of what's called the Key Bridge there in Baltimore. I checked a little while ago, and it's 34 degrees or so there in Baltimore. No telling how cold the water is concerning the people that they're searching for. Right now, rescue efforts are limited because it's really dangerous for rescue workers because some cargo and retainers are hanging from that structure. I mentioned the above freezing temperatures just now. Of course, it's still dark, so there's limited visibility right now. According to published shipping tracking data, the vessel that hit that structure is a Singapore flag container ship called the Dolly. It was really just making a stop in Baltimore on its way to Sri Lanka. Now, this is a very busy port, the ninth busiest in the country to be exact, accounting for more than 52 billion tons of international cargo just last year alone. So in listening to some of the interviews being conducted by some of the reporters there on the ground in Baltimore and talking to residents, they're saying they see ships navigate this Baltimore port on a daily basis, have never seen anything like this.
Hamilton.
This is a major thoroughfare that straddles the Baltimore Harbor there. Think of it for us on a smaller scale if something catastrophic happened to the Beltline. That's what they're dealing with there in the Baltimore area. We're also told that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in touch with Maryland's governor, pledging federal support. We're also told that there'll be a press conference at 7 o'clock this morning that will feature the governor and other transportation officials. We should learn more about what's next in this investigation and, of course, the search for those 20 people who may have fallen into the water.
Daylight should bring some answers. Ken, thanks for the update. Today, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Raleigh. They plan to give public remarks this afternoon before attending a private fundraiser. WRN's Laura Levine joins us live from Chavis Community Center. And Biden and Harris are both expected to speak there about a plan to make health care more affordable. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. And this is a rare joint visit for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. And here's why. The two typically travel separately to cover more ground. But instead, this is really indicative of how this trip here to North Carolina really showing how this state plays a critical role in this election. Behind me here, you can see screening tents already set up at the Chavis Community Center. This is where they're going to make remarks starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Take a look at this video here where you can see some of the preparations for security yesterday ahead of this visit. The president and VP are expected to talk about health care and reproductive rights, two issues seen as key to driving turnout among Democratic voters and possibly also to convincing some swing voters to back their campaign instead of presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. Biden's senior advisor, Kristen Link Young, tells us he's also expected to discuss his efforts to lower drug prices and improve the Affordable Care Act. She says so that millions of people across the country have the security and peace of mind that comes with affordable health insurance.
The president deeply believes that health care is an incredibly personal issue and one that makes a huge difference. And we've seen tremendous bipartisan success in North Carolina in driving health care forward.
Biden and Harris will then appear at a fundraising event starting at 5:30 after leaving this event here at the Chavis Community Center. That event is also expected to feature some prominent Democratic leaders in North Carolina as well. The tickets range anywhere between $3,300 and $100,000. You can count on WRL for coverage of their trip here to North Carolina. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
A family is in mourning after a mother of two was shot and killed outside her workplace in Apex. Her ex-boyfriend has been arrested. This is Felicia Barbie Battles. She was shot yesterday morning near the Molly Maid at Beaver Creek Commons. Sky 5 was over the scene. A manhunt lasted all day for the man accused of shooting her, Tevin Leach. Police in Jacksonville, North Carolina, arrested him. He is charged with first-degree murder.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments about the availability of the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices will hear arguments today about whether the FDA was outside its authority when it made it easier for women to get the pill. A group called the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine is suing the FDA. Other doctors and anti-abortion groups have joined in. Supporters of the drug, including the American Medical Association, say it is extremely safe. The FDA approved the drug more than 20 years ago.
Today, we'll get an update on the city of Raleigh's efforts to entice more people to visit downtown. City leaders will be talking about a proposal to revitalize Fayetteville Street. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live there this morning. And Kelsey, this is all part of an ongoing effort to make downtown more of a destination.
Michelle, it is, and city leaders have two goals today. They're trying to figure out how much money they have to work with for this project and then what they can actually do with it. And part of that plan is to get rid of old newspaper stands like you see here when you're walking down the street on Fayetteville Street and changing the design of this sidewalk. This is a look now at the reimagined version of Fayetteville Street. The goal is to make it known as North Carolina's Main Street. Here's another look at those plans. It includes more walkable space, greenery, and outdoor seating. This is all a part of a larger plan to bring new life to the area. It has recommendations for celebrating the Black Business District, plus adding options for arts, entertainment, and housing.
What it looks to do is sort of reinvigorate this part of downtown. So this part of downtown was hit really hard by COVID, right? It's had, you know, the way that people work in offices has changed, the way people sort of interact and go places has changed. So we need to make sure that downtown changes and evolves as well.
That was President and CEO of the Downtown Raleigh Alliance, Bill King. He says the next step after today's discussion will be to get this plan approved by City Council. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
NC State women's basketball is moving on to the Sweet 16. Wolfpack, led by as many as 20 points in this second round matchup with Tennessee. They played this at Reynolds Coliseum, and the Lady Vols fought back, made it close, but the Pack held them off in the end. 79-72, the win, and NC State will now head to Portland, Oregon for the next round of the tournament. They will play Stanford there on Friday.
And all three Triangle men's teams made the Sweet 16, and WREL will take you there. Pat Welter will follow the Tar Heels to California, and Chris Lee will be in Dallas with NC State and Duke. The game start on Thursday. That's when UNC takes on Alabama in L.A. That's 9:39 Eastern time. On Friday, NC State plays Marquette at 7:09 p.m., and it's Duke versus Houston at 9:39 p.m. Our live coverage starts tomorrow right here on WREL. Well, shoppers at the streets of South Point come out of the mall to find their cars broken into.
In that hour, 45 minutes, we come out, and this whole window right here was shattered.
The increased security measures now in place after thieves struck the parking lot.
And an NBA player is under investigation after some irregularities in gambling prop bets. The strange results that have the league looking into his actions on the court.
And today we'll see increasing clouds, but it stays dry and mild this afternoon in the mid-60s. Wednesday and Thursday will be wet. I'll show you who's likely to have the heaviest rain out of this system coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a chilly start this morning. We're seeing temperatures in the 30s and 40s, 36 in Wilson. The whirligigs are only spinning lightly. We'll see light winds out of the northeast at about 5 to 10 today. In Durham, 39 degrees, and in Fayetteville, it is 42. We will climb into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon, but it definitely feels more comfortable in a coat this morning with some of these chilly conditions. We'll see increasing clouds this afternoon, but today does stay dry. If you're outside at lunchtime, temperatures will only be in the 50s, but we do warm up nicely this afternoon and this evening into the 60s. Tracking the next system, it's a cold front that'll come in to bring us rain starting for the commute in the morning tomorrow, lasting through Thursday. I'll show you who is likely to see the heaviest rain, and we'll check out our flooding potential coming up. Brian?
6:14 right now as we take a look at traffic. Not seeing any big problems anywhere in the triangle. Still seeing very light traffic volume as we check those live sensor readings. We'll take a closer look at Raleigh and those major approaches into Raleigh right now. No trouble coming in on 40 westbound through Garner. Delay free from 42 up to the Beltline split. We're measuring about a 1 minute delay on southbound 87 out of Knightdale and about a 1 minute slowdown coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. The president and vice president coming to town this afternoon. I'll tell you what you need to know on the roads.
All right, thanks, Brian. And you may notice more police the next time you shop at the streets at South Point. Durham police are increasing their patrols around the mall after thieves broke into at least four cars in the parking lot over the weekend. One of those cars was stolen and ditched miles away in Cary. Antoine Short was one of the victims of the break-ins on Sunday, and he says thieves smashed the driver's side of the window of his Chevy Silverado while he was inside the mall with his daughter.
We were maybe there for in the mall maybe about an hour, 45 minutes. And within that hour, 45 minutes, we come out, and this whole window right here was shattered. Just have the kids see something like that, it's disheartening.
Short says nothing was stolen from his truck. WRAL reached out to streets at South Point for a statement. We have not gotten a response yet.
Tomorrow we'll learn who will become the new president of Meredith College. President Joe Allen is retiring after 13 years at the school. She was the first alum to serve as the college's president. Her replacement will be announced at a campus celebration tomorrow.
An NBA player is reportedly facing an investigation into possible betting issues. Sources tell ESPN the league is investigating Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter. They say there was an irregular number of bets about his statistics called prop bets for at least two games. Porter left both games early, and the unusual number of under bets on his stats for those games paid out.
Firefighters in Florida are checking for hot spots after a large brush fire. Authorities say that fire broke out Monday afternoon near Tampa. It sent large plumes of black smoke into the air that could be seen for miles. That fire happened near a plant that mines phosphate and other minerals for fertilizer. But crews say there are no environmental concerns about those chemicals in the air. It's 6:16 right now is the time on a Tuesday morning. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRI Severe Weather Center right now. Looking forward to a nice sunny day. And as we get closer to the end of March here, these are nice temperatures.
We do. Yeah, temperatures normally in the mid-60s now. And, of course, that jumps on into the 70s as we get through the next month or so. A live look at Goldsboro this morning as well as Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, our newsroom there in Fayetteville. We'll see some high thin cloud cover as our next front moves through, but we're not likely to see any rain for today. Now, this system has produced some severe storms down in the deep south overnight and early this morning, and there's still some thunder and lightning along it, especially as it moves through Mississippi and Alabama and toward Georgia. We're not likely to see any of that rain today, but it is likely to roll on in early tomorrow. We'll see a much more stable air mass over us, and so our potential for thunderstorms is much lower than what's being seen down to the south. If we see any thunderstorms, they'll likely be along and east of I-95. In the morning tomorrow, we're going to see some waves of rain rolling through. It's probably going to be a wet commute for most people in the viewing area. And then it won't rain all day, but we'll just see these waves continuing to push through on and off for the remainder of the day. It becomes heavier overnight. There's 10 p.m. We'll pause it here at 4 o'clock on Thursday morning. So the morning commute is going to be pretty wet for Thursday. That's when we'll see some of the heaviest rain. The cold front gradually pushes off the coast. And so we'll actually end up with some of the heaviest rainfall totals from the whole system in our eastern counties. And then we start to see everything pushing out by the afternoon on Thursday. So we're looking at anywhere from around an inch to an inch and a half from the Triangle area westward, but east of the Triangle, it could be as much as 2 to maybe even 3 inches if you're in some of our far eastern counties. So we do have a flooding risk for both Wednesday and Thursday, and it's a low risk. But of course, when you think about how we talk about our severe weather threat, we talk about that low risk. It means we could have some severe weather. So we could have some flooding, especially Thursday. That would really bring us our best chance because we have seen a good bit of rain by that point. So looking at scattered rain on Wednesday, it's likely to be a heavy Thursday morning through lunchtime, and then it begins to move out of the area. Temperatures will be cool to tomorrow, 61, only 57 for Thursday. And then we start to dry out on Friday, and we have some gorgeous weather in the forecast for the Easter weekend, looking at highs in the mid-70s. I'll have the Easter sunrise forecast for you coming up in just a little bit. Ryan?
Elizabeth, it is 6:19 right now as we take a look at traffic. Just getting reports of a crash. It looks like it's on 70. Between the Smithfield-Selma area and Wilson's Mills, and seeing a little bit of a westbound delay. We're going to get some details about that. Also, a crash that's popped up in the past minute or so on Highway 42 there, heading out of Clayton. Again, we'll have some hopefully new information about that coming up in just a few minutes. Around the rest of the Triangle, we're looking quiet at this point. No other problems showing up in Raleigh or Durham. A reminder, with the President and Vice President visiting downtown Raleigh today, you can expect delays and detours between the airport and downtown beginning in the early afternoon all the way through the evening commute. They have an event planned at the Chavis Community Center on MLK. They also are going to a private fundraiser in downtown Raleigh after that. So just need to be prepared for some slowdowns as they briefly close some streets as the motorcade passes through there. And as you're heading home this evening, remember you can listen to us live on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. We'll have coverage through the day, including the traffic effects.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A group of law students is calling on Raleigh police to release body cam footage, what they want to see in this raid, which they say happened because of racial discrimination.
And how much would you pay for a piece of movie history? One Titanic fan paid a boatload for the door that saved Rose. Coming up in What's Trending.
And ahead this morning on Today, it's spring cleaning season. The Today team is looking at how you can clean every area of your life, from spending to tech to your healthcare routine. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
And here are your winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now. We're right back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The contestants on The Voice will be getting a big-name mentor in the next round.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Someone you may have heard of before, Keith Urban, will be joining the show as a mega mentor for the next stage, which starts April 8th. Urban will be the fourth country music star on the show this season, joining coaches Reba McEntire and Dan and Shay. He previously appeared as a guest performer on last season's finale.
Yeah, Dan and Shay are new this year, but Keith Urban's not new to the show. He served as an advisor on season 15 when Blake Shelton was there. So he knows what he's doing, and he's a country music superstar, so it's going to be awesome.
He's not new to anything. Everybody knows Keith Urban.
Everybody knows Keith Urban, yeah.
He might be considered a star.
Yes.
Good musician, yeah.
The door that saved Kate Winslet's character Rose in the movie Titanic brought in more than $700,000 at auction. It was the highest valued item at an auction of historical film props. Some of the other items that sold included Indiana Jones' whip and Jack Torrance's axe from The Shining.
Yeah, the Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom, amazing. Now, who are the people who buy the axe, and where are you putting it? You know, where are you displaying that type of thing?
In a case
I think
somewhere.
Elizabeth's raising her hand. She wants the axe. Here's Johnny.
You gotta chop. You know, we're getting into spring, but it'll be fall before you know it. Gonna have to chop some wood.
All right, thanks, Brian. Well, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes are moving on to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Women's Tournament. Clark scored 32 points in what will be her last game in front of her home fans in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes beat West Virginia 64-54. They now go to Albany, New York for the next round. They'll play Colorado there on Saturday.
California Police Department is butting heads with Lego. Police in Murrieta went viral when they posted pictures of people under arrest with their faces covered by Lego heads. The department says they started doing this because of a new law banning them from sharing mugshots of people suspected of nonviolent crimes. Lego reached out to the department and asked them to stop using their intellectual property on social media.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Raleigh today. We'll take you to one community center preparing for his arrival with the top issues he planned to cover.
It's a quiet but chilly start this morning. We're going to see mild temperatures this afternoon and today stays dry. But Wednesday and Thursday both look wet. I'll show you who's likely to see the heaviest rain coming up.
And we're following the breaking news out of Baltimore. Rescue crews are trying to find 20 people they believe are in the water after a major bridge collapsed when a cargo ship ran into it. Ken Smith is in the WRL Live Center with brand new information about that search.